With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. Members of South Dakota's congressional delegation say they are committed to a peaceful transition of power if President Donald Trump were to lose the November election. Trump has refused to commit to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses, but South Dakota Republican Senators John Thune and Mike Rounds and Representative Dusty Johnson rebuked any thought of not following the will of the people. Watertown High School is remaining online for a second week after confirming more than 30 cases of COVID-19 and hundreds of close contacts. It's one of the largest schools to move online so far this year, but the district superintendent says going online permanently is not part of their plan. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
Watertown High School has about 1,200 students. Last Monday, 20 cases were confirmed at the high school, prompting a move online. By Thursday, there were 34, and more than 200 students were in quarantine.
You know, I can't really pinpoint any one thing.
Superintendent Jeff Danielson says students who are close contacts quarantine for the full 14 days recommended by the CDC. On SDPB's In the Moment program, he explains it's a little different for school staff. The Watertown School Board made them essential personnel under federal guidelines that protect critical infrastructure.
If you're a close contact because there's COVID in your household, you still quarantine for the full 14 days. If you are a close contact outside of the home, so whether it's from school or some other outside place you were at, you still have to quarantine for 72 hours, and then you have to come back and follow the safety precautions as outlined.
That includes wearing a mask and regular temperature checks. Stephanie Hageman teaches math at Watertown High School. She understands the decision protects the district from staffing shortages.
And we saw that on Monday when they were pulling counselors and office staff out to try to cover for the teachers that had to leave because they were close contacts. However, I don't know that 72 hours is sufficient.
On SDPB's South Dakota Focus, Hageman worries that's not enough time for potential symptoms to appear if someone has contracted the virus. But she says the biggest challenge of the year is uncertainty. Staff were prepared to go online, but Hageman says it's a difficult adjustment.
Not knowing if my kids have the materials they need, if they're in safe environments, if they have the food that they need, those things all play a part in it.
But Superintendent Danielson says online learning is temporary.
I know there is some fear that we would be going all virtual again. That is not in our thought process right now.
He expects to continue face-to-face learning after this week. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
State corrections and health officials have mass tested more than 100 inmates at the Peer Community Work Center for COVID-19. More than half of individuals tested were positive for the disease. This is the second mass test after the first was conducted 2 weeks ago. Results on September 14th showed more than 100 inmates and staff testing positive for COVID-19. According to the Department of Corrections, a total of 172 inmates at the work center tested positive after both mass testing events. 93 inmates are now considered to have recovered from the disease. The federal government is giving the city of Wabe almost $2 million. The city is using the money to buy 10 properties affected by chronic flooding. The owners of the properties are moving. The structures are scheduled for demolition and conversion to green space. The grant is from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The agency's hazard mitigation program helps people reduce future losses from natural disasters. The grant covers 75% of the costs. The state and the city are paying the rest. Wabe has nearly 600 residents. The city is adjacent to several lakes in northeast South Dakota.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.